So welcome to the new KBIM Paranormal Talk Radio show, Messages of Hope, with Erica Gross. This show basically focuses on the idea that there's love and light and hope for all of us, regardless of some of the darkness we may be encountering at times during our journey here on this wonderful place called Earth. Without further ado, I want to go ahead and introduce you to my first guest. Her name is Mary Beth Murphy. So welcome, Mary Beth. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course.
You're right. It's a lot of stuff going on. We've conjured up also, besides the spirits already evident on the Queen Mary,
yes.
There's a lot more joining us here today.
Absolutely. I would 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
Now, let's see if we can create our own little bubble of light here and focus in on our questions. For those listeners who truly are interested in learning a little bit more about angel communication and, you know, spiritual coaching, now, the big question is, what, for those of us who don't know, what exactly are angels?
Well, and that happens to me a lot. I mean, through a lot of the readings, I usually, when someone sits down in front of me, I ask, do you believe in angels? Most people do, because it's, you know, people will find like attracts like. That's the law of attraction.
Sure.
But for those who don't, angels are, they're divine beings. It's not, it has nothing to do with religion.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with just the divine energy, positive, utmost divine energy. You hear about positive energy, you hear about negative energy. This is extremely positive, high-level divine energy.
Okay.
Everyone has angels that come to them. They are your, what I call, your best friends.
Okay.
Everyone has two guardian angels. Some people have one. Some people actually have three. Most have two.
Okay.
They are your personal guardian angels that are with you to guide you on your life path.
Okay. So someone can't have, like, my angels wouldn't exactly be looking out for another person. Like, I have my own set.
You have your own angels that work with you in particular. And if you look at all the billions of people on the face of this earth, and everybody has at least two angels with them.
That's a lot of angels.
That's a heck of a lot of angels.
Okay.
But the thing is that they're standing there ready to guide you. That's why I call them your best friends.
Okay.
Because they are actually your best friends who just want to sit there and work with you.
Right.
They're not going to do it. They're just sitting there, hanging out, drumming their fingers, or the little angel fingers,
right.
You know, like, I'm ready to step in and assist you whenever you want me to, but if we don't ask them for assistance, they won't, unless you're in a serious life situation. You've heard those stories.
Going,
I was in the most bizarre car crash. I survived. There was no way that I could have survived.
Right.
I really felt that there was another presence around. You've heard those stories.
Yeah.
And most people, even whether they believe in it or not, they're like, I don't understand what happened, but something happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't your time to go, and they stepped in to help you.
Okay.
But if you look at that, that was a crisis situation, that they're just standing there and waiting for you to work with them. All you have to do is ask. And I say ask in any simple way that you can.
Yeah.
It's communication. Like you and I are talking right now.
Right.
That's how you can talk with them.
Okay.
You don't have to stand on one finger, stand on one foot and jump around and conjure anything up.
Right.
It's simple conversation. That's
right.
All it is.
Okay.
So it's, I always say to my clients, test it out. Ask for, I always say, rock star parking. Who can have assistance with finding a parking space?
Right.
No matter what city you're in.
Exactly.
Especially here in LA.
Yeah. Lots of parking angels.
Well, I always say, ask them for rock star parking and see what happens.
Now, their purpose is to help us and guide us, correct?
Yes, on your path.
On our path. Now, is there, I was just kind of joking, but is there a parking angel that necessary, or is it our angels kind of acting as that parking angel?
Well, I don't look at it as a parking angel.
Oh, okay.
You can if you want to.
Okay.
I just look at it as your guardian angels are assisting you
in
any way, shape, or form. Now, some people might think, well, if they're such divine beings, why would they help in finding us parking?
Right.
Well, why not?
Right.
Why wouldn't they help you in any way that you ask?
Sure.
And some people might say, well, why are you testing the angels? We're not testing it. I'm asking you to test the communication.
Sure.
I'm not asking you to test them. I'm asking you to test the communication.
Yeah.
Because the communication's happening whether you're aware of it or not.
Yeah.
So once you become more aware of it, that they're actually working, they're helping you, assisting you, the communication will become stronger.
Okay.
And you can utilize them in other areas of your life.
Right.
So it's not testing them. Well, it's so innate. Why find parking so silly? It's not. It's testing the communication. It's letting them, they're there going, great.
Yeah.
You finally asked for some help.
Yes.
Let me step in and do what I can. can help you. That's what we want. And you'll hear the New York accent come out. The more I talk about this, the more excited I get. That New York accent would come flying out.
Yeah,
I know. You pick up it already. But I'm just saying that they're there to assist you, and that's really what it's about.
Okay. Now, not to deviate from the love and light aspect of angels, but for those people out there who might be listening going, well, okay, angels, but what about the taboo fallen angels? Is there such a thing as that?
Well, some faiths, when I say faiths, that are religion, that's okay. Like by religion, angels are non-denominational. They don't have a particular religion.
Right.
If you look at some of the religions out there, which I stay away from because that's such a personal area for so many different people.
Sure.
Some religions, every religion has angels in some way, shape, or form, or divine beings in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
So the thing is that some faiths, some religions do have the fact that there was an angel in heaven.
Okay.
And another angel named Archangel Michael pushed that angel out of heaven and helped support. But that is in some religions. I have never encountered fallen angels.
Right.
I look at energy as positive and negative.
Right.
I've encountered negative energy as far as that's paranormal investigation. That's what traps spirits. Those are earthbound energy. People who are physical, who have died, did not cross over into the light, get trapped earthbound.
Right.
That you can consider that, I wouldn't even say negative. It's people with issues, and they're not in physical form anymore.
Okay.
But I've never encountered a fallen angel.
Okay.
Some people might disagree with that fact based upon their religious background, but that is a religious background.
Okay. I don't know either regarding the whole negative, darker, fallen angel thing, but it's certainly something to, bring up and talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for those who are listening, when it comes to the paranormal aspect of things, would you find angels in this paranormal perspective? There is a complete difference between an angel and a spirit person, correct?
Well, yeah. Most people, like when I talk to a lot of my clients, I say, well, you have, I say, oh, I can pick up on your guardian angels. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's my mom. And your mom is, because angels never walk the physical earth.
Okay.
There are angels and there are archangels. There are only two archangels, Archangel Metatron and Sandalphon, that ever walked the physical earth.
Yeah.
Angels have never walked the physical earth. They are divine beings here for your guidance, for your assistance.
Okay.
Attached to you. Someone we would consider a spirit guide, which would be your mom who died and crossed over and now assisting you from a higher place.
Okay.
Your grandmother who died and crossed over into the light, you've heard that term.
Yeah.
And assisting you from a higher place. Those are your spirit guides. They visit you in dreams, that type of thing.
Okay. So a spirit guide, from your understanding, is somebody who walked the earth at one point in a human physical form.
Yeah, in human form.
An angel came from... Where do angels come from?
Well, you would consider heaven.
Heaven? Okay.
The other side, I call it the ultimate place of pure love, pure peace, pure joy, which some people might give it the label of heaven.
Right.
I say the other side of pure ultimate love, pure ultimate joy, pure ultimate peace.
Yeah.
That's really what angels are. I always ask clients when they say, well, I got that information from my angels, and they're go, but it didn't, but something was off. I go, well, what was off? It didn't feel good. If it doesn't feel good, then you're not communicating with angels.
Yeah.
You might be communicating with something not as high as an angel. You might be communicating with negative energy if someone is open. And then that brings us into the whole psychic area of how people are picking up on information all the time.
Yeah.
But to stay focused on your question is the fact that spirit guides are people that you would know in this life. In this lifetime, who have died and crossed over. Angels have never walked the physical earth. They're divine beings from pure peace, pure love, pure joy that are here to assist you.
Okay.
Their intention is only to help. Their intention is only to assist. Their intention is only to love.
Right. Now, this may sound like a silly question, but can you see them? Can you see angels?
Sure, there are some people who see angels all the time.
Is there such a thing as like an earth angel?
Oh, earth angels I meet all the time.
Okay. So
earth angels are just people.
Okay.
Physical people like you and I are talking, physical, tangible people that are just doing wonderful works of, of pure love, pure help, helping people on their life path. A counselor, like if you have a counselor or a therapist, that could be considered an earth angel. A friend who has always been by your side to help you through particular life things can be considered an earth angel.
Yeah.
Somebody who's doing really wonderful works, and it doesn't have to be a whole lifetime of wonderful work.
Sure.
It can be a moment of a wonderful work that you just did angelic work in physical form, which is an earth angel.
Okay.
I meet a lot of earth angels.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this show is all about.
And it's true. Well, if you look at your show, is about messages of hope.
Yeah.
What better way to get a message of hope through than with angels?
Absolutely.
Because angels are about, again, love, peace, joy, hope.
Right.
When you think there's so many people out there, and that's the thing that is so close to me, is so many people out there feel so alone.
Yeah.
And I try to let them know that they're not alone.
Yeah.
They have beautiful divine energy standing by to assist them and help them in any way, shape, their form. That they're just willing to help you. You're never alone. Never feel like you're alone, because you're not. They're there standing, and all you have to do is go, "This is too much for me. Please help." So all you have to say, and you don't even have to say it out loud. You can just say it internally. "This is too much for me. Please help."
Yeah.
And it's there. And these little miracles come through in your life. And you're like, "I don't understand how that can happen." And that's when you look at your life going, "I don't understand how that can happen, or how that fell into my lap, or how that person came into my life to assist me." That's angelic energy.
It's the angels doing their work.
Helping you. Because you can hear your answer through somebody else. Like I've had this happen to me in my own life, where I've asked a question and then I'll turn the corner and a complete stranger will come up to me and say something to me, and it's exactly the information I heard.
Yeah.
At that moment, that person wasn't aware of it, but they were an earth angel.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about, do angels always give you exactly what you want on your time frame? I mean, is there, for those people out there who might be going, "Well, that all sounds great in theory, and I've tried to talk, but I don't, you know, I asked for this and I got something completely different." What would you say to someone who might be?
Well, you know, a lot of people want what they want.
Fair enough.
And they think, "This is what I want, and this is going to be the best when I get it."
Right.
Because we are so human.
Yeah,
And the
exactly.
fact that we just want what we want when we want it. And we think that is the right answer at the right time for us, and nothing else. There's nothing else ready for us that could even be better.
Yeah.
And if you look at what angelic energy is, when you open yourself up to that, is that they know your desires, they know your fears, they know your doubts, they know what you want, they know what will make you happy.
Yeah.
But we think it has to come in one certain way, because we don't even see the whole picture. They see the whole path for us.
Yeah.
And so if we like that job that was going to be the ultimate job, that was going to make us happy and bring us success and money and all these things that we wanted, and that job doesn't come through, well then, okay, great, angels don't exist, so what's the point?
Right.
See, so it's a black and white theory, and it's not a black and white theory. The thing is that that job didn't come through because it wasn't really the best thing for you. If you stay open, there's something else better coming on your path. But you just need to stay open.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing that I can ask somebody to do. But it is actually the right thing that you can do at that moment. It's not to get discouraged and not be sad about something that didn't come to pass, because there is something better coming.
Right.
They're not out to hurt or harm. They have your best intentions at heart.
Yeah.
It's pure love.
Yeah.
The only thing they want to do is help you on your path.
Right.
But you have to be open to that journey.
Sure.
You can't control it.
Yeah, which we often want to do as human beings.
Oh, and I will cope into that to myself.
Yeah,
when I
do
start
too.
Controlling everything, I'm sitting there going, "All right, guys, I know you had it covered for me. I'll pull back." And as soon as I pull back and release it, it does actually work out for the highest good. And that's when I can see these little miracles going, "All right, there you are again, telling me what I need to know. I wasn't paying attention before. I'm truly sorry."
Right. Oh, that's amazing.
It is amazing. It's just staying open to that process.
Yeah.
The other thing, if I may jump in here, is to say is that people say to me all the time, they say, "My angels don't talk to me." And that's not true.
Right.
They're always talking to you. But you have to listen.
How do you listen?
Yeah, that's the hard part. Because again, I come back to controlling behavior. People want to control everything. They want it to be the way they want it to be.
Right.
But when you open yourself up and ask them for help, you must stay peaceful and not get, what it is, we get very, I'll go back to that word controlling, and we get very chaotic sometimes.
Sure.
And the more that we fear, the more that we doubt, the more that we worry, we shut that door to communication.
Right.
And little signs can come through. It can. I always say my angels work with me in threes.
Okay.
Where I'll get the same message three times over.
Oh, okay. Like, now, is that the same for everybody?
It's or not the same
okay,
for
that's
everybody.
Your process.
That is my process.
Okay.
But I will find many people will say to me, "Well, someone said this to me, saying, well, you're on the right path." And then someone else said something else to me, going, "Well, that means you're on the right path." And then I'm like, "Well, you've got two messages. Two people randomly said to you, you're on the right path.
Right.
And your question was, am I on the right path? It sounds to me like you got your answer."
Sounds to me like you got your answer, too.
Right. And I'm just using that as a random example. But there are many examples where it's like, angels used to communicate with me through license plates, where I literally would get the same message on three different license plates.
Wow.
I know. Wow. Going, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa, I guess the message is here to slow down. Yeah.
So to some degree, when communicating with the angels, you do have to be awake or aware or willing to maybe take in things that we might otherwise dismiss.
Right. It is a form of intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if it feels good, it's the right thing.
Right.
If it doesn't feel good, there's something off about it, and I would move. Like, some people get intuitive messages. And to explain for intuition to some people who don't understand it, it's that gut feeling.
Yeah.
Like, go down that street, or don't leave the house now,
exactly.
Leave an hour from now. Or
yeah.
The phone rings, and you know exactly who's on the other end.
Yeah.
That's intuition. That's actually psychic information.
Uh-huh.
The angels will work with you that way. They can actually clobber you over the head, which they actually have done with me in my life. Where it's like, it's so direct, I can't ignore it.
Right.
Like, I've gotten, like, such strong messages. I was like, okay, if there's any doubt,
yeah.
You know, here's my answer right in front of me.
Yeah.
So you do have to be open to it on some level.
Right.
And understand that the signs are coming to you. It might be that you open up a book and start reading and that this phrase catches your attention. Then you call a friend and you're talking and the friend says the exact same phrase that you just read in the book.
Yeah.
And then the next day you read in the paper and the same phrase comes through.
Right.
That's three direct messages of like, hello.
Wake up.
Here's your answer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because my husband, who's an engineer,
oh.
And I'm a psychic.
A match made in heaven.
It is. Well, he balances me on a lot of levels, but he always teases me and says everything's a sign. And to me, everything is a sign.
It is.
It is a sign. Everything is a sign. There are no coincidences.
Yeah.
Everything in life happens for a reason.
Right.
So it's to stay open in that energy. And when you first get started, don't worry. You might not get everything right away. It might not be as clear. But the more that you stay open, you'll start seeing it in your life.
Getting
it's a very
more.
Subtle thing, but it'll get stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
And when you stay open, people have said to me, I mean, my clients mostly have said to me, they're like, wow. Through my angel classes that I teach people how to communicate with the angels, understanding what the signs are.
Mm-hmm.
When they start communicating, they come back going, I got this, I got that, I got that. I go, there was your answer. They go, you're right, there it was.
Yeah.
But see, it's when they start opening up and they see the answers come through, it's a true miracle.
Yeah.
And it's such a wonderful, when you see someone connect with that and they go, oh my God, it was all standing in front of me right away. It was like, it's unbelievable.
It's like, what a gift.
It is a gift.
Really.
It's a total gift. And I could talk to you about hours on these beautiful beings that
right.
are here to help us.
Well, it's so fascinating because there is something there.
Yes.
There is.
Yes.
And for many of us, we're out there searching for answers, trying to figure it out. And to be able to know that you're not alone,
mm-hmm.
to be able to know that,
yes.
Provides a lot of comfort.
It does. And I know there are some people out there really struggling on their path.
Yeah.
I've met some and others. I know there's so many more out there. And if I can offer a message of
please.
Of courage and inspiration and a hope.
Yes,
a message
of hope.
Is to know that they are there. And you just, if you hit on the floor and you feel like you can't get up, all you have to say is, my angels, I think you're there. Give me something. Tell me something. Give me something to help me get up off this floor so I can move forward in my life.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised what comes through.
Yeah.
Believing is half the journey.
Right.
Believing is half the journey.
Now, I'm kind of curious. because, you know, as I work psychically, I have a lot of people ask me about how to open up their own intuition and that type of thing, because I believe we all are intuitive.
Yes.
We all have the ability to be psychic and all of that. However, I always use this analogy because some people will get frustrated and say, well, why can't I be like, you know, John Edwards or James Van Praagh or whatever? And so I'll say, you know, kind of a very basic analogy, but, you know, we can all learn to play basketball, but we can't all be Michael Jordan. That's just not who we were designed to be. When you are communicating with angels and you're learning to communicate with angels, does that same idea apply? I mean, do some people have more of an ability to communicate easier and stronger and there like
are,
yourself?
Well, there are some people, but I've been doing this since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and some people just are very gifted psychically. They're extremely clairvoyant, clairsentient, mm-hmm. clairaudient, claircognizant. They are extremely open, and they are easily can communicate with their angels. But you don't have to be that to communicate with angels.
Communicate, okay.
I believe every single one of us on the face of this earth is psychic.
Okay.
It's whether you go to the gym to work out your bicep muscles and your tricep muscles.
Exactly.
Go to the gym and work out your psychic muscles.
Absolutely.
Take a psychic development class.
Right.
Start paying attention every time the phone rings. Guess who's on the other end, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
That's working out your psychic muscles. That's understanding things at a psychic level.
Now, do your psychic abilities help you communicate with your angels, or can you not have... Can you completely close down your psychic abilities and only communicate to your angels?
Well, in my perspective, I mean, I call in all sorts of energy. I'm a medium, too, so I'm going to be open to everything.
Right.
You know, I'm a spiritual medium. I talk to the other side. So I've worked on developing all my psychic abilities. I've had them since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and started working, you know, flexing those muscles. There are some beautiful, very gifted people on the face of the earth, such as James Van Praagh and John Edwards and Lisa Williams and thousands
yeah.
of other people.
Yeah, many of them.
That are very, and if I miss some of them, I apologize. that are very gifted, but they've been working at this for a long time.
Absolutely.
You don't have to, as you say, be Michael Jordan to play basketball. I like that.
Right.
But no, you can just simply say, as I said, ask for parking and see what happens.
Yeah.
You don't have to be psychic to do that. Just ask for parking and see what happens.
And especially in California.
Yeah.
If it works, you know you've got them on your side.
Right, right. In New York, too, where I'm from,
yeah.
it works, too.
Yeah.
But anywhere. But I'm just saying, you can use them, and you don't have to be psychic to work with angels.
Okay.
You don't. You don't have to be. But you do have to be open.
Open.
Open to understanding that they're not, they can communicate you. They really do communicate a lot with your dreams. Dreams are
yeah.
a fabulous tool for communication.
Yeah.
But also when I talk about those synchronicity, the coincidences in life or the synchronicities of life or, oh my God, I needed a job and then I was standing in line at Starbucks and the guy behind me and I started talking and he was looking for someone to work his front desk.
Right, right.
And you just asked your angels the day before, help me find a job.
Right.
You know,
and there it is.
There it is. That's what I call coincidences, synchronicities.
Right.
That's how your angels work. You don't have to be psychic to do that.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But then, you know, there might be those people out there that are like, oh, well, that's not the job that I asked for.
Yes,
you know, and
you know,
so you have to be willing to.
Because you don't know where that job's about to bring you.
Exactly.
And again, they know the whole journey. You don't know the whole journey because you're not meant to know.
Right.
Life is meant to be lived.
Yeah.
To be experienced. We learn through experiences. We learn through, you know, like I always say, when does a child learn the stove is hot?
Yeah.
When they burn their hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do not learn when their mother says, the stove is hot, the stove is hot, the stove is hot. They
yeah.
learn when they go, oh, wow, that was hot.
Right. So essentially our angels are a little bit like our spiritual mothers.
Yes. I like that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, okay. So I think we have a pretty good understanding, although I'm sure there's hours
about.
Absolutely, we will be. But I want to get a little bit, before we have to leave, I want to get a little bit into you and your psychic readings and the work that you've done, because it's just amazing. You've been able to help so many people. And I've seen you journey down this road, and I'm in awe of the ability that you've opened up for yourself and being able to talk with the angels the way that you do. So how do your readings work typically?
Well, basically, because I am working with angelic energy and I'm very familiar with my two guardian angels. Actually, I have three angels. I work with two guardian angels and an archangel.
Okay.
And there are different levels of angels that we can't cover right now that
sure.
we can go into other programs.
Absolutely.
On. But I work with Archangel Michael. A lot of people might be very familiar with him. He's a pretty powerhouse of...
Yeah.
His name, actually, Archangel Michael, his name means he was like God. He happens to be one of my guardian angels.
Okay.
And then you're going to laugh at this, but I'm going to tell you what my guardian angels' names are.
Okay.
And they've been proven to me.
Okay.
Bubba and Luca.
That's great.
Yeah.
So angels have a sense of humor.
Oh, well, my angels do. I mean, and you know my path. I used to do stand-up comedy.
Yes.
What better way of healing people than through laughter?
Absolutely.
Right. But they definitely have, and I have a sense of humor.
So, and it's Bubba and
Luca.
And Archangel Michael.
And if you understand Archangel Michael's energy, which is about courage and faith and being very direct, I am, and you know me pretty well, I'm a very direct person.
Yes.
Always coming from a place of love, though.
Right. Absolutely.
But actually, what I do is my guardian angels and archangel will work with your guardian angels, and you might have an archangel around you as well.
Okay.
And that's how I'll get my information.
Okay.
We'll look at what's holding you back in life to help you move forward so that your path can be a path of peace, of love, of joy, of synchronicities, and of really enjoying this life journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, basically, your angels connect with let's say if you're doing a reading for me, my angels, they have a conversation and
kinda.
They shoot it back down to you
kinda.
And you give it to me.
Kind of, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
so like there's this whole cloud of conversation going on above us.
Yeah.
If only we could physically see this, how great would that be?
Well, some people do.
Wow.
Well, that's through clairvoyance. I see
right.
a lot of lights. My clairvoyance comes through lights where I can see the white energy around you. I can actually pick up on your aura, which will tell me what kind of angels you're working with, whether it be an archangel or your guardian angels or even some spirit guides. So I do see a lot of lights around people.
Wow.
And then also I know like if some of based upon some of the colors of the lights, I know which lights are connected with which archangels. I can see what might be what's going on with you. So that's
okay.
another way of how they work.
So the angels come through in light colors, not necessarily. Oh, everybody's a little bit different.
Yeah, because
okay.
some people might actually be able to physically see an angelic being. I
okay.
see it through light. So
okay.
it depends upon the person's gift, how open they are,
okay.
and the understanding they might have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was kind of funny when you were telling me about your other two besides Archangel Michael,
right.
Bubba and Luca. I picture them, you know, like these kind of little Buddha guys with a big belly and maybe a cigar hanging out of their mouth with wings, you know, and one's bald and one's got like a hat on or something.
That's how you picture them. Oh my God, I have a totally different picture of
Isn't
them.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
That's great. But obviously that's not really what they look like.
Well,
but
you know what's funny? If you want to look at it, angels are divine beings. They actually don't have a gender.
They don't.
No, they don't. We picture them, I mean,
we give them genders.
We give them genders.
Oh.
But I will say, you know, like my angels show up more as a male figure. I have three very male
more
energies.
Masculine
energies. They're really not, but, you know, it's how we as humans put them together.
I see. Well, I have a funny sense of humor, so so all I could picture was you know, them hanging out in New York somewhere.
I don't doubt that maybe they've hung out in New York with me.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
they actually have.
Now, okay, can I put you on the spot here for a second?
Sure.
Because we were having a conversation before we got on air, and you had mentioned to me real briefly that you saw some angels with me.
Yeah, actually, I see three.
And I just, real quickly, we're going to have to get off the air here in a few minutes, but I'd love to know, do I have three?
You have actually three, and one of them is an archangel. I'm going to say actually Archangel Sandalphon. Archangel Sandalphon is he's usually the archangel of very creative people, mostly dancers.
Oh, really? Oh, how interesting. Well, for those of you who don't know my other life, I do a lot of dancing, a lot of salsa dancing and Argentine tango, and I've grown up dancing my entire life. So
they're also very creative people.
Yeah.
But you do have, actually, I don't know the names of your angels that you guard.
The other two?
But the Archangel Sandalphon.
Wow.
And the thing is, because I saw the color that he is.
What color?
It was kind of like a light purple, but it had other flecks in it, and the other flecks, because it was very fleeting.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
The other colors that came through, I was
wow.
like, oh, that's Sandalphon.
That's awesome. Well, I know I kind of threw you like on the fire here.
No,
this place is probably really difficult to give readings in because there's so much chaos going on.
That was
but
outside.
Yeah.
That was outside.
So I just wanted to kind of touch base.
No, but that was Archangel Sandalphon, and then you two, and your mother's definitely around you, but I've known that forever.
Yeah.
And your mom has passed, obviously,
yes.
But she's always around you. But also the two are archangel, the two guardian angels that you have, I encourage you to get to know their names.
Okay.
One shows up as a more female energy, and one shows up as a more male energy.
Isn't that something? Because I have always, through meditations, have connected with a male form or a masculine form named Nathaniel, which I don't know a Nathaniel. I don't know anything like that.
Once that name comes through, just ask for confirmation and you have it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to do a little bit of work with these angels.
Yeah, well, I'll help you with that.
Absolutely. Will there be enough room in my car?
Yeah, don't worry
okay.
about it.
All right, good. I'm just kidding.
I always say they fly as fast as you can drive.
Perfect.
And I think that's a bumper sticker, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, I really want to say thank you so much for coming and being a part of this. Now, I know that you are getting ready to put together a website.
Yes.
For those listeners who want to follow along your journey and keep in touch with you.
Well, you can reach me at two different ways. The website, www.marybethmurphy.com, will be up very shortly, I will say within 2 weeks.
Okay.
And that's marybethmurphy.com.
Okay.
And then you can also reach me via email at mmurphysmile@yahoo.com.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, M Murphy. So that's mmurphysmile@yahoo.com. And then also via cell phone if you want to for readings, 323-304-5454.
Okay, wonderful. So there we have it. For those who are listening and want to get a hold of her, she does do private readings, group readings, angel classes, all kinds of wonderful inspirational hope for those who might just be in need of a little uplifting, motivating communication of sorts.
And it is my favorite thing to talk about, so whenever you want to have me back.
We will definitely be having you back. And like I said earlier, as we get more familiar with the show and we're able to take live calls and so forth, I'd love for you to be able to offer some of that to the listeners. And we'll just
also I'll say to people, some people don't, they feel like, oh, I have to be physically in person. You don't. Phone readings work very, very well because energy is energy.
Oh, so you can do phone readings.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So there you go.
I mean, that's the same thing with radio. I mean, energy is energy. You pick up on it regardless.
Right, right. Well, that's wonderful. I think that will help a lot of people. So I think we're getting ready to have our antithesis, Pat and Brian, coming back onto KBIM Paranormal Talk Radio.
I'm their angels for some people, too.
Yes, absolutely. They have their angels, too. So thanks for listening to the first episode of Messages with Hope. I'm Erica Frost, and joining us is, welcome back, Brian. Oh, he's saying no, he's not here. See what I got to deal with?
I'm not really here.
He is, but he isn't.
I am, but I'm not.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, frankly, I don't know what the hell we're doing. I know we've got a guest coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. I think we're going to send out Steve and Chris to go scrunch up some pirate skanks, and then we'll see what happens after that. So we'll be back in a few.
KBIM Paranormal Talk Radio. The Pat and Brian Show will return after these messages.